Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin talking on a new subject today. And it is a very important subject, the subject of deliverance. Deliverance is an area that is not understood in nearly all of the body of Christ. People have not understood the importance of casting out demonic spirits. And we're talking about deliverance, we're talking about casting out demonic spirits in order to see the root problems be eliminated in a person's life. As we talk about this, we're going to talk about this in depth. We're going to talk about who are enemies, what are demons, who deliverance is for. We're going to talk about the question of Christians having demons within them. We're going to talk about and address the area whether demons can be in a person who has the Holy Spirit in them. We're going to talk about the area of being possessed or oppressed, where the demons are, and whether a person can be possessed with demons while they're a born-again Christian. We're going to talk about the connection between flesh and demons. We're going to talk about having authority over demons and how to cast them out. We're also going to talk about how we go about casting them out, as well as how demonic spirits could enter a person. We'll also be talking about understanding curses and inherited generational curses, how they influence our life, and also talking about how deliverance coupled together with healing brings forth restoration physically. We also are going to talk about how we can stay free after we have received deliverance and how we can see the fruit come forth in our life. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, the Bible says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." The word devils is the word for demons. "These signs shall follow them that believe." All believers are to cast out demonic spirits. Notice it said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? Then this sign is supposed to follow you. Remember, Mark 16:17 follows verse 15 and 16, where it said about go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized will be saved. He that believeth not will be damned. And then it says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." These are the believers in Jesus Christ. "In my name shall they cast out devils," or demons. The word "cast out" is the Greek word ekbalo, meaning to throw out. And that's exactly what we do when we command the demonic spirits to come out. Jesus cast out demon spirits in his ministry, and he does the same today through the body of Christ who are doing the same works that he did. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Deliverance brings a person out of captivity, whether it's physical captivity to sickness and disease, mental captivity to depression or some kind of mental problems, and emotional captivity to all kinds of hurts and wounds, whether it's areas of financial captivity to poverty or lack, any kind of captivity to addictive compulsive areas in a person's life, deliverance is important in order to see the person be set free. John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Who's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? That's the thief, the devil. The devil comes to do the stealing, killing, and destroying in your life. Every bit of stealing, killing, or destroying, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, in any realm, is a work of the devil. "I am come," that's Jesus, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus brings abundant life. He brings blessing. The Bible says the law, the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, has made us free from the law of sin and death that brings all this destruction. Who is your enemy? Your enemy is the devil. 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Who's your adversary? The devil. What does he do? He walks about seeking whom he may devour. He is looking for opportunities to bring destruction in a person's life. God wants us to overcome him. Jesus came and overcame the devil by casting the spirits out. The Bible says the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And you know, he's using us today to do the very same works. He said, "The works that I do, will you do also." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 indicates that our battle in life is not against people. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This is showing that our battle in what we're wrestling against in our life is not against people. People can be used of the devil, but it's not the people that are the problem. It's the enemies that are working through them. It's the devil working through them. It is some kind of activity of satanic forces that are causing the problems. Life is spiritual, and you need to realize that. God is a spirit. The angels are spirits. The devil is a spirit. All the demons that serve him are spirits. God's word is spiritual law. We are a spirit, and we are to walk in the spirit, and we are wrestling with spiritual weapons against a spiritual enemy. Who are we wrestling against? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the high or the heavenly places. This is showing that Satan has quite an array of enemies arrayed against us, and they're highly organized with the principalities, the powers, the rulers, the spiritual wickedness. They are operating in their areas of authority. How did they get there to operate? Because Satan is the god of this world, and he's been able to operate in the earth because of the sin of mankind. Sin opened the door, let the enemy in, and sin continues to give him place to operate in the areas of a person's life, or in the heavenlies in particular areas, over particular cities or states or countries, and even in the high places, the Bible says. Now in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 and 44, the Bible says, "When an unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. He saith, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished." This shows you that demonic spirits are real personalities. They think. They reason. They can choose. They can walk. It says they walk through dry. Dry means uninhabited places. And they even say within themselves, "He saith, I will return into my house from which I came out." See, these demons are real personalities. They are evil spirits. They do not have physical bodies. And they're looking for physical bodies to get in order to work through and to work within to bring their destruction. You need to realize demons are personalities. They have will. They have mobility. They have the ability to speak. They have knowledge. In fact, in Mark 1, 23 and 24, the Bible says there that there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out in the synagogue, and he said, this is what came through the man, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Those were not the words of the man. Those are the words of a demon that was within the man, the unclean spirit that was speaking to Jesus. In fact, he was the spokesman for the whole group. He said, "What have we," plural, "to do with thee?" They knew that Jesus had authority over them, and they figured that Jesus came to destroy them and stop their works in the person's life. In Acts chapter 19, verse 15, the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" These demonic spirits are personalities. They have knowledge. They understand. They know you. They know what people know. They are very aware of what is going on. And we need to realize this too, because life is spiritual. You and I are dealing with demonic spirits on a regular basis, because they are the root cause behind the problems that are working in the earth. whether they're working through people or working in circumstances. Well, that's why we've got to come against all of the satanic forces and take authority over them with the name of Jesus. God has given us authority, and to break the powers of darkness and see the captives be set free. Praise God. Now, deliverance is important because it casts the demon spirits out and sets us free from their bondage. Who is deliverance for? Is it for unbelievers? No, it's not for unbelievers. Why is it not for unbelievers? Remember when Jesus said he came and he said he would not come to those that were of the house, except for those who were of the house of the children of Israel? The Bible talks about, he said that to that Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7, where she came and her daughter had an unclean spirit, and he said, you know, she wanted him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said, let the children first be filled, for it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it under the dogs. It wasn't for the Gentiles who were considered dogs. It was for the Israelites who were considered the children. They were the children, and deliverance is the children's bread. It was for them, praise God. Deliverance is not for those that are unbelievers. It's not for the world. Why? Because they don't have a covenant with God. Furthermore, they will not walk in the ways of the Word of God. If they would walk in the ways of the Word of God, then the deliverance could be effective in their life. But for people that are not born again, that are not Christians, they're not submitted to the Word of God, they don't have a covenant with God, they're continually walking in the ways of sin. And if you would cast out demonic spirits out of them, what would happen? The door would be open for the spirits to come back in if they continued in sin. And this is why we have to learn that deliverance is not for the world or for unbelievers. It is for believers. Every believer is to cast out the demonic spirits. Deliverance is for Christians. You need to understand that. It is so important. Deliverance is for the body of Christ. Jesus wants the body of Christ to get free from all demonic activity in their life. This is going to bring about great change in the body of Christ. God's wanting to bring deliverance into the body of Christ. But we must understand it. We must believe it. We must act upon it and let the Lord have His way so that He can set us free from the spiritual root causes that are causing problems in our life. Well, we've introduced this today. We're going to talk more on the next broadcast on the subject of deliverance. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.